Thank you so much for taking the time out of your rehearsals, because I know you guys are booked and busy.
A little this, a little that, a little hit, a little pass. Might get a little pissed, still got a little class. You give a little diss, I'll put on blast.
Thank you for setting this up. Thank you for having us.
Oh, of course, of course. I was like, oh, when I met, I almost said Robin. Why did I say? Oh, because Robins are here. Okay. Hi. Like when I met Naomi last year, I was like, oh, we got to do this. So we have payphones today. Drum roll. I have no effects. That's the effects. Can I get everybody's name one by one?
Hi, I'm Naomi. I sing and write and stuff.
I'm Robin. I play guitar and also sing.
I'm Lena. I play the keys and I sing.
I'm Aaron. I play the drums and I also sing. I'm Navin. I play bass and I don't sing.
Oh, that's awesome. I do remember seeing like the mic in front of the keyboard. And I was like, oh, that's really smart. I like that. Like the background, you know, because you guys are actually like work as a unit. So it's really cool. Awesome to see. I wanted to ask first, because I love to know the origins. How did your name Payphones come about?
Like eons ago, we were sort of playing with a lot of band names, and it was a lot of stuff like, this one's too pretentious. Okay, this one's kind of weird. Stuff like that. And we kind of settled on Payphones because of the vibe of how, like, payphones are, like, recently antiquated. So kind of, like, newly old. And when I sort of think about the genre or genres that we best fit into, there's like folk, but we also have like more sort of modern sort of rockish elements, sometimes a little bit punk sort of kind of, and so I just kind of like, as cheesy as it sounds, like a mix of old and new, familiar elements with the unexpected, and yeah, so you know, old, new.
I like that. Absolutely. Oh my gosh, there's the sixth band member back there.
Yes, Ruby, our dog, is in the background. Very annoyed that we're all in here and none of us are paying attention to her. How dare we? I also remember when we first chose the name that I feel like I correctly predicted that we were going to get a lot of people calling us the payphones as opposed to payphones. I'm like, there's no way that we won't get introduced as the payphones every time. And I've been largely right about that, but we're doing it anyway.
Yeah, we're not changing the name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to go back in this tape. I don't know if I said that or not.
No, you got it right. You got us exactly right.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, do you like fully correct people or do you just like let it slide?
I mean, let it go, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Like, I feel like that would kind of throw off the vibes for people to be like, it's the payphones, yay! And then for me to be like, actually, it's just payphones.
That's a weird energy to start a set on.
We don't use thes in this house.
Yeah. No articles, is it?
You know what? Actually, I totally get that because people have introduced me horribly wrong. And like, I totally get it. So I just don't correct it. Like somewhere in my set, maybe I'll do it. Or like at the end, but I won't correct them right at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, like at some point, usually off the top, we'll be like, hey, we're payphones.
We are payphones. Payphones. Yes. No T. We want to be in the P section.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to lump in with the Beatles and all that other riffraff.
Yeah, right? Oh my gosh. Speaking of Beatles, because Beatles was like rock, right?
Mm.
Like, you know, a little bit of rock. I feel like I don't like to put like genres on things, but would you guys say, I read like in one of the bios, it was like alt, rock, folk, punk.
Big emphasis on folk, but a little bit of all the other influences in there as well.
It's kind of like, I wonder what that scene is like when you guys are like gigging and stuff, like what is that scene like? Is it like party and rock star life? Is there a lot of like drinking?
I think we because we are kind of in this like slightly like uncanny valley of genre sometimes, we played a lot of like pretty eclectic shows, and also we like kind of make an effort to have sort of like to be able to fit into different vibes. Like we can go acoustic without the full drum kit for sort of more chill sort of folk shows, or we can like kind of up the vibes for something higher energy. Like
be anywhere from 2 to 5 of us on a stage, depending on the size of the room and the vibe of the show. Mm-hmm. We played everything from like an intermission at a Shakespeare festival play to like jammed in the corner of a coffee house where 5 of us can barely stand in a line to like big festival stages where we're all there and it's all full kit, full setup. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I forget that people won't be able to see, but like you drop us to the floor. Like
yeah.
That is wild. That is so wild. Okay, because I was just curious too, because like for me, I'm, you know, for a lot of people who like aren't in just one genre, the like festival or music scene is like kind of eclectic like that too. It's kind of like, and the fact that you're versatile, you know, that you guys can adapt a little bit, but still show like who you are as Payphones is pretty, not the.
Yeah, Payphones. I feel like in other bands I've played in, it's been very much like we play bars on White Ave and that's about it. And with this, it's like we're playing a Christmas craft fair one week and then a festival the other. And it's all over the map.
Oh, that's so cool. I absolutely love that. Yes, versatility is key. All right, so we're going to take a quick break and play a couple songs. Obviously, I'm going to play a payphone song, duh. This one's called Can't Escape It. And then after that, we're going to go straight into Naya Ali called Straight Up. First up, here is Can't Escape It by Payphones.
I can't escape it. Catching what you keep. When you're awake, I can't sleep. I can feel your worries creeping. I can't escape it. Despair will find a home, like a ghostly hand to hold, like a very heavy load. I know that I'm falling for you, but I'm not sure that I can handle what you're falling into. I can't escape it, can't let go of this hurt. When the water's crisp and cool, but you only taste the dirt. Oh, I can't escape it, it's the way the scene is spun. When you wander into space and you can't see anyone, sure that I can handle what you're falling into. And though every part of me aches, the emptiness has been the only place I feel safe. But I'm not sure that I can handle what you're falling into. And though every part of me aches, the emptiness has been the only place I feel safe.
Money don't make real money. Old money ain't got any, so I made my way. Yeah, I manifest my fate. I woke up like this. Let me talk my shit. When I flex like this, yeah. Hold the beat up next. Yeah, I've been dealing with these feelings. waters, I find my source in the rain. I wear my heart in this game. These snakes don't know that I pray. I can't share all my mistakes, all my mistakes. Mind it by the hole in the troll life. I ain't this one that won't. Scared of the light that I'm giving is gold. I come from the heart and I only forgot, and I'm never gonna lie to my soul. Looking numbers are stacking and some of the violent. I pray that I keep it on froze. No, no, we can set it up like this. We ain't supposed to make another park like this. Run it to the port, then the dog got it. Feel it, don't talk to a boss like this. What $100 is? Do $100 biz. Put a crown on the vid. Watch me roll up. This is the picture I paint. It looks sweet, but it ain't. I put my blood, sweat, and tears. I find my source in the rain. I wear my heart in this game. These snakes don't know that I pray. I catch it, all my mistakes, all my mistakes. I get up, pull up in the truck, like this. I ain't this one, that one.
Did you guys, I'm trying to remember from when I met you, Naomi, but did you guys start during COVID or did you take a break through COVID?
So I would say, yeah, so like the three of us right here started playing music together pre-COVID. That was when we played a couple fun gigs, like the intermission at a Shakespeare play and stuff like that, and like a space dance.
Oh, yeah.
Festival here and stuff.
Like a queer events series with a space themed party. That was very fun.
And we were like, sure, we can do this, I guess. And a lot of eclectic vibes. But yeah, and then a COVID happened, and we did keep meeting and rehearsing through COVID when we were like allowed and able to and all that stuff. And it was just kind of a situation where like, yeah, we just had a bunch of songs and just kind of kept working on them and playing them over and over because there was like nothing else really to do. But it was nice to sort of have band practice as like something to kind of almost mark the time.
Yeah, a constant so through the shutdown and stuff. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And so that was very cool. But yeah, definitely like an interesting experience to like just kind of be like, we're just playing these over and over again and just changing things so we don't get too bored with them and stuff like that. And then toward like, what was it? Around, so last fall when things kind of starting to open up again.
When we met.
Yeah, exactly. we had received a grant from the Edmonton Arts Council, which was amazing, to record our album. And yeah, and so we recorded our album, Rioting Heart. And so it's been kind of a weird, like, non-linear sort of thing where, like, we recorded an entire album before we've even, like, played live with the full setup and stuff like that. Yeah, we have since added drummer and bassist who are lovely, and that's grand. And yeah,
that's so cool.
I think it ended up like feeding into the sound of Payphones a little bit too, because I think if we'd had the chance to immediately start playing, a lot of those arrangements and songs may have ended up a lot more straightforward and simple. But because we had like 2 full years where we could not play live and all we could do is meet once a week to rehearse them and refine them and write 5 more harmonies on top of the existing harmonies. Like, we went a lot denser with harmonies and a lot weirder with chord progressions just because we had the time to really like fine tune all of the songs in a way that you don't normally get when you're like, okay, we got to get this thing up in front of an audience.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's so smart. You basically like turn like jam sessions into like stuff that the whole world can hear. Like that's like amazing. Yeah. And I totally get that too, because I'm the same way. Like if I'm listening to one of my songs, I'll like find ways to like rewrite the verse, or like I want to do a different word here or whatever. And sometimes you can like over perfect it. I don't know. I don't think that's ever a thing. So to me, I'm like, nah, you can always work on it. Like there's no such thing, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Yes. All right. Let's take another music break here. I'm going to play a track that I just discovered, but it's actually like, I think it's like 13 or 14 years old. Like it's an old track. It's actually by Peaches. It's called Boys Wanna Be Her. Like it was a track that I found and then I was like, oh my gosh, they're Canadian. Like that's lit. So I'm going to play that song first and then followed up with the title track to Payphone's album, Riding Heart. It's called, yeah, you guessed it, Riding Heart. That's why it's called a title track. First up, here is Peaches with Boys Wanna Be Her.
We'll be right back. Back then I fell for a girl, and in the back of the bus she said, I love you a lot, but I can't love very much. She told me love is a process, and in time it would be. But I was all the more lonely when she stood next to me. It remains that over and over, every night and every day, that even though your eyes are glazed over, I fall into them anyway.
And our fingers were made with the spaces between, and our bodies are longing for warmth. It's my dream that the rest of my rioting heart will wither away.
Simple summer, embrace me, feel the flush on my face, reacquaint me with movements that I had replaced. I'll trace new scenes with my fingers, new faces with my lips, try to see through their shrugs and decode their quips. I wrote my love upon the wall there, sprawling words onto the floor, behind a bookshelf stacked with worlds that we don't visit anymore.
And I reach for a hand I can hold for a while, they pull it away, brush it off, force a smile, and the rest of my rioting heart will wither away.
Sitting alone, I'll stay cold through the night, I'm in this on my own. It remains that over and over, this is the way that it will play, that even though your eyes are glazed over, love, I fall into them over, over and over.
So I'll hold her real tightly and sink deep into them, envelop her nightly. Here's hoping that through them the rest of my rioting heart will wither away.
Okay, well, speaking of riding hearts, how long did that actually take to come to fruition?
Dang. So, we ended up having, like, it was pretty quick as far as, like, recording an album goes, because I think this was the first time we'd done recording of, you know, quite a long project. Like, we've got, like, our general arrangement is, like, pretty dense, and so, like, we were like, oh yeah, this won't take too long, and then we definitely found that the timeline that we kind of set aside for ourselves was, like, a bit tight, but, okay. So it's, like, that's, like, I think it still went really well, and it's, like, you live and learn, right? It's a great thing to, yeah.
Yeah. Also,
but yeah, like, as far as timeline, I'm not remembering exactly when we, like, started recording.
It was, like, through the summer of last year.
Yeah. And then you guys got the grant.
Yeah, like, basically, I think it was early June, maybe, that we found out that we got the grant. And we were like, okay, let's go, let's book the time, let's get it scheduled and get it figured out. And the thing with grants is you do have to like write very specific timelines. Mm-hmm. And then when you actually plot out the timeline, it never works that way. So I think we had very ambitiously said, oh, we'll record in the summer and have an album release in September.
Yeah.
Our album release was in November. So for anyone who's looking to record an album, give yourself more time than you think you have. Yeah.
I would also suggest like essentially wait until everything is like, at least until everything has got like the final mix before you maybe book an album show.
Right.
Release show and stuff like that. But yeah, otherwise very cool. Very, very stoked to have had that opportunity to record. Great.
I should definitely take that advice because I was already planning like a listening party and stuff in September and I'm like, I better get this done because like, oh my gosh. What would you say is like, okay, you guys can go one by one because I want to hear from everybody. What would you say is the funnest part about recording Rioting Hearts? Did I put an S on that?
It is just Rioting Hearts.
See, I knew it. I knew it. I had to double check. I'm like, you know what? Rioting Hearts. Good thing I can cut this. No, it's fine. No, I'm joking.
I like for me, I'll give first. I really like kind of when we've recorded all of like the bulk of our bits and you're getting toward kind of like that refinement phase of working on the songs. When you're getting to that point where you're kind of refining it and adding little touches and stuff, it's really cool to get that feeling of like, this sounds like a real song that I would like hear somewhere and stuff like that. And it's just, it's kind of very cool and sort of surreal to be like, it's a real song, but like we made it, just like me and like my buds,
like just messing around. Like, yeah, I love that. Okay, let's see if I can. I know that's Robin because your name's right there, so I'm cheating. But
yeah, I think for me, similar answer. Like getting the songs down in their original forms, and then having that time to go back and listen and go like, okay, what does this need? What could we add on top of this? And like in one tune, we hired a cellist to come in and play some cello because we were like, that would just really fill it out. And that was neat to like have that freedom. And for me personally, my favorite one was on one tune, we added mandolin because I have a mandolin. I don't know how to play mandolin, but I learned the four chords I needed to play this one part of this one song on mandolin. So that's the only mandolin I can play. And even that I've long since forgotten. But every time it hits when I'm listening through the album, I'm like, I love that. That's a great mandolin part.
I did that. That is awesome. And somebody's name starts with an L, right?
That's me, Lena. Yeah, for me, I think what I really enjoyed about the recording process, it was cool to come to it when we did because of all the work we'd put into the songs. We could just go in and just like lay down the part and it felt like it all went very quickly and seamlessly. And I think my favorite part of the recording was, you know, Naomi sings lead and then there's a lot of harmony that we layer into everything. And there's a lot of harmony that we layer into everything. And, you know, when we sing it all together, it's like a really cool thing to do. And when we were recording in the studio, we actually had that opportunity as well. Robin and I were in the same live room, kind of on opposite ends facing each other. And then we were both singing and recording our harmonies at the same time. So we got to be able to do that together, which I think really adds something to the recording. It doesn't feel like each person individually went in to record their part because that's not what happened.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's a really cool experience, actually. That seems like it would be so much better. I'm not like a harmonies, so I don't have any experience with like recording harmonies and stuff. But yeah, that's, oh my gosh, that's super cool. Okay, no, my memory is completely gone now.
You got recording memories?
When I was doing the drum parts, I pretty much wrote all the drum parts myself. And in the studio, we had like extra time for every song, so I could just like do something entirely different for a couple takes and just like see which crazy drum fill stuck. Or crazy
Oh, that's sick. Just to have the complete freedom and like if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I was just messing around anyway.
And poor Nevin has not it was not in the band at that point.
No. Oh, okay.
Nevin, you want to make up a wild story from recording? You want to make up a lie about?
Oh my gosh, I love that. The moral of the story is don't lie. There's no need to lie to make up stories. You know, Nevin is still part of the crew, whether he was there or not. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. I love that. Okay, so let's take another music break and get into some more music. I'm going to start with this artist that I've been obsessed with. I know I've played her before. Her name's Heidi, and this song was called Lemonade Clouds, and it actually was a summer drop, and she's an Alberta artist. So if you haven't heard of her, definitely check her out. It's Heidi. And she's just like an amazing soul, an amazing artist. Every time a song of hers comes out, I end up like knowing the lyrics right away, singing along. I think I just, you know, I resonate so well with anything she puts out. So definitely check her out. Ooh, and I have to play this other song. So, you know, like when you listen to songs way back in the day and then you just, they resurface and you find them again. So that happened with this track. It's an artist from Toronto called Kay Forrest. And this song is called Guidance. And it's just like, when I first heard it back in the day, I was so excited just because I heard somebody mention Caravana. And I was like, what? And I didn't even realize that it was like, obviously a Toronto artist. It just sounded like, you know, a famous song. And back in the day, local tracks and famous tracks, you know, they had such a like a distinction. But yeah, this track just, it came back around. So I'm like, I'm gonna share it with you guys. Y'all need to hear it. And then I'm gonna play one more track. Let's do three this time. After that, I'm gonna play Boulevard by Ebon and Dozy. So that's another just track that's obviously Alberta artist, you know. So we're out here really representing. First up, here is Heidi with Lemonade Clouds.
You pour my liquor up. All you do is try to keep me down at minimum. Lemonade clouds till the clouds got thicker. You want me to drown, that's why you pour my liquor up. All you do is try to keep me down at minimum. Always a mess out your mouth, but God forbid I should say that. Way more crimes when you weigh that. I slip through your fingers, now you're looking for some payback or way back in, but it's no way back though. You got no breath, no reach, no touch, no peace. And I cross my heart, my soul to keep it. I am the one I needed. Lemonade clouds till the clouds got thicker. You want me drowned, that's why you pour my liquor up. All you do is try to keep me down at minimum. Lemonade clouds till the clouds got thicker. Drown, that's why you pour my liquor up. All you do is try to keep me down at minimum. It was an act right, you could never act right. True colors didn't put you in the best light. Things I let slide, I'll still be the bad guy. Love and hate me must be from a past life. It was an act right, you could never act right. True colors didn't put you in the best light. Things I let slide, I'll still be the bad guy. Love and hate me must be from a past life. Must be from a past life. All you do, all you do, yeah.
bust up the place, tantalizing. You from the islands, you stay riding. I guide you like a pilot. You are forest, you bring fire. Anything you desire. You're important, so I require your touch and such. I admire when you're in range, I'm near. Keep close, no one interfere. You should know I don't play fair. I'm not gonna let them tear us up, us up. Behind it, I wanna try it. Grip on your waist, bust up the place, tantalizing. You from the islands, you stay wildin'. I guide you like a pilot. You need guidance and a little compliance. We dance Cabana, minus the violence. Girl, I'm gully like a lion. I drive you stare, I'ma put on mileage. Haven't been around this year. See you change the gears to a motion that's much faster, babe. Gripping like I'm trying to catch up, babe. Yeah. I roll up behind it, I wanna try it. On your ways, bust up the place, tantalizing. You from the islands, you stay whining. I guide you like a pilot.
First time we start off by touching her hair, grabbing her waist and it's okay, no fear. She come tantalize me, she grabbing my beer, but she ginger my body, I'm not talking beer. Come here to daddy, your baba is here. I be like diamond, her smash and a layer. Shine like the sun that you, shine like the sun that you.
Welcome to the craziest production in town. It's the Evan, it's the Dozy Show. Yeah, let's go, let's do this.
Happiness, tell me what I do, man, I can't be stressed. It's a new year, check the ambience, it's driving me so crazy. Life get hard, but I cannot get lazy. Element, dripping in the sun, come setting in. D&D on my messages, my messages. My testament, let's get it lit. We that chop life, man, we that go hard. We don't need money or the fancy cars. I'ma look fresh to be in my yard. Treat it like the Hollywood Boulevard. We that chop life, man, you could come see. Me and my people living wild and free. See, I like to move simply. Work and die, roll with me.
That ain't no problem for me. Sweet life, no a holla for me. Good vibes, I'm protecting my peace. Bad energy, don't want it. Put it in a room and lock it. We did chop life, man, we did go hard. We don't need money or the fancy cars. I'm a little fresh to be in my yard. Treat it like the Hollywood Boulevard. We did chop life, man, you can come see. Me and my people living wild and free. See, I like to move simply. Work and jive.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I want to know, What is the most odd thing that you've experienced at a gig?
There's a venue in Edmonton, and I believe there's a venue in Calgary as well, that runs a show called Rockin' for Dollars, where a bunch of bands go up, they play like, I think, 10 minutes of material.
Yeah.
And there's a big wheel at the end that has prizes that the bands get to spin.
Right.
Often there are themes that go with it. If there's no theme, then it's usually you have to play at least one cover. And my favorite Rockin' for Dollars that we've played some really good ones, but a standout was they did bands as bands. So we had to reach out to them and say, this is the band whose songs we will be playing. And then they would give us a song and say, this is the song that you have to cover in the style of that band.
So we were, this was for Halloween, we all dressed up as No Doubt and played a bunch of No Doubt covers, and then they gave us a Harry Styles song that we had to cover like No Doubt would play it.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so amazing though.
It was a blast. It was so much fun.
So that was a really cool show, but then unfortunately, like right before the show, our beloved drummer got COVID.
And darn the bassist COVID. We had, who was going to play for us at the time, was also sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Navin's first gig.
Yeah. And then we were just, oh yeah. And then Navin like made a robot drum bit.
Programmed a drum machine part for the show to fill in for Aaron on like at the 0 hour at the last moment. So we were able to still play.
Right.
And we were like, we need to keep this person in our band. That was incredible. Hold on to
you
this.
You are
one.
Clutch. Nav?
Navin.
Navin. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you are clutch. Jeez. Yes, I love that. Navin coming in clutch for sure. I mean, when you have somebody, especially that's new, that's like, okay, yeah, no, but I can set you up and da da da, like that's passion, and obviously good on the band for recognizing that and being like, you should be part of the band because you like, you really like what you're doing, you know what I mean? Like, that's so beautiful to see. So we're gonna do another music break and play a few songs here. I feel like I should start off with Toby with Flowers, because I'm always proud of any Canadian who can make it on the Color Show. I'm a huge fan. So I'm just like, yeah, I definitely want to play that version. So, and he's been doing such big, big, big things. I believe he won a Juno as well. So like, congrats, shout out to Toby. I think he's a Toronto rapper. Then after that, I'm going to play a female rapper that I found out in Montreal. Her name is Slim, S-L-M, and she has a song called Pony. And then following that up with this rapper that I see in and around Calgary, Mokinsis, here and there. I haven't really seen him drop any music lately, but I've been addicted to this one song called A Consumer's Proposal, but I couldn't find it to put it on the show today. So I am going to play another song of his called Old Soul, and that's by Estadon. So first up, we have Flowers by Toby, the Color Show version.
Leon hit me with the bass that wish was ready rap. So I hit the booth and left it steaming like I'm Betty Crack. Steady tipping, plus we heavy dripping like a neti pot. Late night text from my ex ending the Fetty Wap. Best she hot, will I do it? Better not, let's better not. This king already got a Coretta Scott. She know I'm on my journey, so I let it rock. 20 minutes left with the therapist, telling her the truth, and I'm just hoping that she hearing it. I changed the game, cause this game is not at all fair. Brought my dogs out from the rain, cause ain't no one care. Why they wait to give you your flowers when you cannot smell? And why they wait to lift you up when they're your pallbearers? If time is money, I need me a Richard Millie. Doing this inner work to ensure my demons are fear me this. 90 minutes when my therapist up. The misadventures of a sensitive thug. I'm leaving notes, it's like my memory suck. A Hail Mary in a stanza abrupt. Soon as I touch down and the ends will be up. And that's on me, boy. us. First date I remember, I picked you up in my car, gave you a hug. I could tell you were nervous as fuck. So was I, but I held it and stuck to it, because that's how a young boy learned to get through the mud. We hopped out of my whip, a knife fell out your purse. You said ain't too many places a girl is safe on this earth. I said I understood, but I didn't. Goddamn, the privilege of the skin that I live in. Goddamn, I walk at night, don't think twice about the feeling at all. Think we can make this world a better place for all of our children. Not just another blue check with an opinion. I vow to make a killing in the land of the living. What if 20 years later our kids grow in the system and not have to repeat history?
What I give, but they spending my money. Go shop with your daddy, huh? Girl, let me put you on game. This nigga do be tripping over, be hella lame. Don't ever let a nigga get your head fucked up, especially when a nigga ain't got his bread up, nah. Cause to tell you the truth, the only person that got you is you. Can't put your trust in nobody else's hands. Them not no bow with no in the pants. Don't switch on me now, you're gonna regret it. Make it final cuts, there won't be no edits. Don't claim that my exes, your whole life is edited. Still hitting my line, you miss me, I get it. Shouldn't have played me, you fumbled the bag. I'll always be the best you ever had. Number one, this shit in the city to be. Looking just begging on their hands and knees. Looking just be mad cause I ain't let them be. Just be mad cause they wanna be me. That or they want some this kitty to eat. But ha, let me tell you something, you be sick. If another looking locked up, did it all right on every week. Sweet up, I'm so sorry, I know that I messed up. A little too late, yeah, shut the whole up, I'm doing me, that must hurt to see. I mean that to say as I always been. I'm already gang and I'm also a bar. Can't tell me shit cause I know I go hard, hard. Yeah, I'm the motherfucking truth, shit. Yeah, the pudding's in the proof, shit. Wanna know what I do, sis, huh? Flex on everybody, shit, huh? Flex on everybody, shit. Yeah, I flex on everybody, shit, huh? Flex on everybody, shit. Shut your bitch ass up.
Put this game in the chokehold. Running up the fucking flame with the slow flow. Sell this game in for soul zones. Bumping Biggie and some J in my old soul. Put this game in the chokehold. Running up the fucking flame with the slow flow. Sell this game in for soul zones. Bumping Biggie and some J in my old soul. I spit a rhyme for splitting it up for one dime. I spit a line for the skinny kid dodging one time. One time it was every hustle at one time. Spend a couple thousand at Cowboys, it was a fun time. Go to jail for a fucking doula. Conversations about drug invasions and fucking Rugas. Run to hell for a Ferris Bueller with fucking Trudeau. The Kama Sutra when Poppy Tudo to running culo. Every day it's a hustle. Yeah, I got my casa, y que pasa la raza, y que pasa con la salsa, la pasta, sin la grasa, selling grass, I guess everything I am, maybe everything I'm not, maybe everything I stand. Purple haze up in the van, smoking killer, killer cam. Now I kill it on the gram, watch me kill it on the cam. Put this game in the chokehold, running with the fucking flame with the slow flow. Sell this game in for soul zones, bumping Biggie and some J in my old soul. Fuck this game in the chokehold. Running out the fucking flame with the slow flow. Sell this game for soul zones. Bumping Biggie and some J in my old soul. This is elegance, this is out the mud from the sentiment with the elephant. This the kind of speech when my sentiments was irrelevant. Cast the Holy Ghost when I'm in it, this it is evident. The evidence an alchemist, goddamn I'm good at calculus. Calculator split in a factor, bring all them apples, itch. Calculus, yeah I'm doing all the math. And I'm running numbers up like backing up inside the act. Living free and living fast. Listen as I reminisce about the feeling in the past. I'm never past tense, I'm past this, I passed the test. I'm rapping this, my past offense. Like Mexicans, I'm past offense. I'm passing through the pics. Used to call me to the I turned a diamond from a nick. I'm painting pictures, I'm in line with the greatest I would ever say. There's always in a rhyme. Put this game in a chokehold. Running out the fucking flame with the slow flow. Sell this game for soul zones. Bumping Biggie and some J on my old soul. Put this game in a chokehold. Running out the fucking flame with the slow flow. Sell this game up for soul zones. Bumpin' Biggie and some J, I'm a old soul. I'm a old soul. Bumpin' Biggie and some J, I'm a old soul. Motherfucker, I'm a old soul. Bumpin' Biggie and some J, I'm a old soul. Yeah. Get your hustle on. Get your hustle right. Get your hustle tight.
What gig out of all of them that you've had have had the best volunteers, do you think? Like, they just, like, gave you good vibes, a good time, or whatever. Yeah.
Like, we have been playing some festivals and are hoping to play more festivals. And, like, festivals are great because they're so, like, the volunteers are such a big part of putting on the whole festival. We actually, very recently, you were there. We played a Lilac Festival in Calgary. And that was super cool. Like, that was really nice. All the volunteers we talked to were super rad. At one point, we were, like, transporting a bass amp throughout, like, the entire festival. And somebody was, somebody at a stage that was, like, on pretty far away from the stage that we were trying to get to, lent us, like, a board with wheels. And so we're, like, driving this amp through the festival. And so, yeah, just had a good experience. Like, the tech was also wonderful.
The sound tech too. Sweet. That's awesome.
Lilac Fest.
Yes, Lilac Fest. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine trying to navigate that amp or the bass through that crowd, because wasn't it like some record, like there was some tens of thousands of people there that they said or something?
Huge turnout. Yeah.
It was incredible.
Packed streets. Yeah
it was an adventure, and like the wheels were really loud on the pavement as well. So there's like Navin and I just like pushing this amp and it's like and everybody's like, what is happening?
At least you had a warning sign.
First impression.
It's like, yeah, okay, go around people, okay, let's drift, like
yeah. That's when you tell people you're the payphones, you know, so that they like look for a different band. Yeah. Okay, but I have one more question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody has not heard of you, for the three people that have not heard of you, what song would you what song would you choose to make them listen to first?
So we have a song called Can't Escape It. It's the one that we have a music video for as well. And I think that one's like a pretty good sort of intro because it's like high energy, it's bouncy, and right at the end, we end, like at the end, we end. And at the end of the song, we have a chorus that's like entirely a cappella. And I think a thing that we all really enjoy about playing with payphones is that we do a lot of harmonies and stuff like that. So that's definitely a tune that puts that front and center at the end there.
I'm realizing how funny it is that we made an album, we got to decide what order the songs go in, and you were like, what song would you want people to listen to first? And we picked one that is not the one we picked first on our album. So, man.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys so, so much for taking the time and chatting with me for T Funny Tuesdays on CKXU 88.3 FM.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hop back in really quick and remind you guys that the 2023 Fun Drive is amongst us soon. I'm so excited. October 13th to 20th, CKXU Radio will be hosting the Bubblegum Broadcast. All right. Now, this annual fundraiser provides much needed support to the station, and it puts emphasis on the grassroots, boots on the ground efforts made by CKXU staff and volunteers alike to procure donations from the community at large. Now this year, the fundraiser draws inspiration from 90s bubblegum rappers, quirky gum slogans, diverse musical flavors, and the nonstop Kennergy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Fun Drive 2023 Bubblegum Broadcast truly encompasses the ethos and culture of the station, collaborative, community-based, and colorful. So please, please, please make a donation. If you can go to the website, you can definitely make a donation there. You can browse merch. We have lots of stuff to give away. And, you know, Tea Fanny Tuesdays, we will definitely have something special going on soon as well. So stay tuned. That's October 13th to 20th at the CKXU Radio Bubblegum Broadcast 2023 Fun Drive. Let's go.